This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE will prepare environmental impact statement for biosafety level 3 facility. The Department of Energy, DOE, announced recently that they will prepare an environmental impact statement to evaluate the impact of operations at the proposed Biosafety Level 3 facility, BSL-3, at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The United States identified an emerging security threat posed by the possible use of biological weapons. As a result, DOE decided to construct a BSL-3 facility at LANL. This facility would perform research and development activities with biological agents to meet this potential threat. An environmental impact statement documents and reviews the impact of a facility on the surrounding community. It reviews such factors as accidents, socioeconomics, environmental justice, and cumulative effects. In 2002, DOE completed a superficial analysis of the hazards associated with the proposed BSL-3 facility called an environmental assessment. The assessment claimed that the facility would have, quote, no significant impact on human health or the environment, end quote. BSL-3 status would mean that LANL would be allowed to work with samples of anthrax, tuberculosis, smallpox, and plague. The adverse effects of the BSL-3 on the environment and the surrounding community would be mostly health-related. According to the assessment, it is difficult to measure the risk to BSL-3 workers. There are potential exposure risks through accidental inoculation with a needle prick or inhalation of dangerous biological agents through aerosol emissions. Furthermore, in February 2001, the Inspector General Office of the Department of Energy released a report that concluded that DOE's biological agent activities suffered from, quote, insufficient organization, coordination, and direction, end quote. Also, DOE's activities, quote, lacked sufficient federal oversight, consistent policy, and standardized implementing procedures, resulting in the potential for a greater risk to workers and possibly others from exposure to biological agents maintained by DOE, end quote. Despite these serious concerns, DOE began preparations, including the construction of the facility, without a rigorous analysis of the environmental impact. Two citizens groups, Nuclear Watch of New Mexico and Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment, filed suit against DOE demanding a full environmental impact statement. The primary argument of the lawsuit was that a full investigation was necessary because of the troubled history of safety, security, and environmental issues at LANL, coupled with the highly dangerous nature of the biowarfare agents involved. In 2004, DOE withdrew its approval for the LANL BSL-3 facility and has now announced its intent to prepare a full environmental impact statement. As a part of the investigation, DOE is holding three public meetings in the communities surrounding LANL. These meetings provide the opportunity for the public to discuss concerns regarding the environmental impact statement with DOE officials. Activists are hopeful that the environmental impact statement will bring safety to the forefront of DOE's decision on the BSL-3 facility. Jay Coughlin of Nuclear Watch New Mexico said, quote, "The Los Alamos Biolab cries out for a more stringent level of public review before operations begin, and now New Mexicans get that opportunity. But on a cautionary note, we need to be careful that DOE doesn't use this opportunity to expand planned operations," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage, nuclearactive.org.